The Court Square Holiday Festival is all set. Forest Park Tree Lighting Ceremony is coming up as well. A celebration for a retiring police officer. And Mark Auerbach's Arts Beat. It's all coming up.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
It's Tuesday, December 7, 2021, a busy period of time for everyone. Very glad to have you stop off for a moment or two with us for this look at what's happening in our own backyard. Here's your forecast for today and tonight. Breezy sun and clouds mix it up, a high 38 to 42. The winds are west, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, clouds increase, flurries overnight, in fact, and a low of 18 to 24 degrees. Our congratulations to Ray Berry, founder of White Lion Brewing Company, for being named one of the recipients of the Associated Industries of Massachusetts Next Century Award for 2021. Good going, Ray. Mayor Dominic J. Sarno and Police Commissioner Cheryl Claproot, very pleased to announce the City of Springfield Police Department will partner with Springfield Together Incorporated, Strong Young Minds, Elks Lodge No. 61, and other community partners to host an annual holiday festival in Court Square, Sunday, December 19th. Now, joining Mayor Sarno and Commissioner Claproot for the announcement was Mary Shea from the Elks Lodge of 61, Gary Delisle from Springfield Together, and Tika Jones from Strong Young Minds. The Springfield Elks Lodge 61, Walmart Dunn and Phillips PC, and Hamden County Sheriff Nick Kochi are also proud supporters of this special holiday event. Mayor Sarno, the Springfield Police Department, Springfield Together Incorporated, and Strong Young Minds would like to invite the public to Springfield Court Square Sunday, December 19th, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., where you'll find many opportunities to celebrate the start of the holiday season, including musical performances, poets, and performance groups. And there will also be a very special visit from Santa with photo opportunities and hot chocolate and other treats. Mayor Dominic J. Sarno and Hamden County Sheriff Nick Kochi will join with the Park Edge Neighborhood Watch Association for their 9th annual Christmas tree lighting Monday night. The tree is situated at the intersection of Trafton Road and Texel Drive at the edge of Forest Park. Neighborhood residents Patsy and Michelle Izzo, owners of Nino's Pizza, have organized the event. Mayor Sarno and Police Commissioner Cheryl Claproot will join with 413 Cafe owner Christina Rashi as she hosts a celebration in honor of Officer Troy Huffnagel's retirement from the Springfield Police Department. The celebration will be held at the 413 Cafe on Market Street, downtown Springfield, to offer a special thank you to Officer Huffnagel for his brave and dedicated service to Springfield. Now, our 12 scams of Christmas continues, and we're up to number 7. The holiday season brings endless emails offering deals, sales, and bargains. Be wary of emails with links enclosed. Some may lead to look-alike websites created by scammers to trick people into downloading malware, making dead-end purchases, and sharing private information. If you are uncertain about the email, do not click on any of the links. Instead, hover over them to see where they reroute. Good tip. ArtsBeat reporter Mark Auerbach joins us now. On the ArtsBeat today, he's looking at holiday offerings.
Lots of holiday fare on area stages and concert halls this week. All is Calm, the Christmas Truce of 1914. Peter Rothstein's Play with Music was a big hit last holiday season at West Hartford's Playhouse on Park, which has decided to stream their 2020 production through January 1st. It's based on a true story when Allied and German troops on the front spend a Christmas together, lay down their arms, share food and song. For details, playhouseonpark.org. Believe, a holiday celebration, brings the sounds of the season to Northampton's Center for the Arts, December 17th and 18th, courtesy of K&E Theater Group's innovative Eddie Zitka and Ken Komya. The voices of David Cavalin, David Weber, Chris Weber, Christopher Matkus, Nicole Newell, Melissa DuPont, Kathy Raynaud, and Tina Sparkle sing your favorite classic and contemporary Christmas songs. For details, ketg.org. The musicians of the Springfield Symphony Orchestra, MOSO, present a family-friendly performance, MOSO and Friends Holiday Brass Concert, Tuesday, December 14th at 7 p.m. in St. Andrew's Church, Longmeadow, Massachusetts. The program will include Carol of the Bells, traditional holiday songs from Russia and France, holiday music from Hollywood to Springfield, the Hanukkah Suite, and jazz interpretations of traditional holiday songs. The concert features Springfield Symphony Orchestra's principal Tom Bonus, Brian Deal, French hornist Robert Hoyle, and principal tubist Stephen Perry. They also happen to be members of the Hartford Symphony Orchestra, and they're joined by their Hartford colleagues, trumpeters John Charles Thomas and Scott McIntosh, in this performance. Advance tickets are required. For details, SpringfieldSymphonyMusicians.com. The Wickhams, Christmas at Pemberley, Lauren Gunderson and Margot McCollum's dramatization of many familiar characters of Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice and other works, will be performed in a costume stage reading December 16th through 19th at Shakespeare and Company in Lenox. Ariel Bach directs. The Wickhams is a companion piece to Miss Bennet, Christmas at Pemberley, which was staged at Shakespeare and Company in 2017. For details, shakespeare.org. Holiday Cirque Spectacular, Hartford Symphony Orchestra's annual Holiday Pops, combines traditional Holiday Pops favorites with the astonishing pyrotechnics of the Cirque de la Symphonie, with two performances December 11th at the Bushnell. Maestro Carolyn Kwan conducts those. For details, HartfordSymphony.org. And Home for the Holidays, the Majestic Theater's annual holiday tradition, returns to West Springfield with performances December 9th through the 22nd. Reminiscent of those TV variety shows during the golden age of television, when guests dropped by the studios of Perry Como or Andy Williams, this musical showcases some of the region's finest actors and singers, amongst them Micah Plunkett, Lori Effort, and yours truly, Brad Shepherd. For details on that, MajesticTheater.com. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach. Brad, what song are you going to be performing in Home for the Holidays?
Well, I keep one of them kind of a secret, but I'll tell you quite frankly, if I don't do You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, very bad things could happen. That is something that is an absolute definite, but I appreciate you mentioning the show. It's a pleasure to come back to it. Obviously, we were dark last year because of the pandemic, so we're back. And you mentioned some of the super talents in this show, Mark, and I appreciate it. We have Ray Gilmet Jr., who's pretty much the host, Ben Ashley, kind of a co-host, Micah Plunkett, as you mentioned, Tully Russell, Caitlin Vandalip, Kaylee Flanagan, Jacqueline Ashley. And it's just terrific. The music is quite wonderful, and I'm very pleased to be a part of it. The tickets are on sale now, as you mentioned. And we're going to open up on Thursday night.
Well, one thing I've got to add before you move on to other news of the day, Micah Plunkett was a Berkshire Theater Critics Award nominee for a performance she did last summer at the Great Barrington Public Theater, and she wowed audiences in Cabaret, most recently at K&E in Northampton. So these people, yourself included, are performing on some of the best stages around in Western Massachusetts, but they return home every year to the Majestic for this show.
This show, don't get me wrong, it's a lot of work and it's a meticulous show, but it's a heck of a lot of fun to do, and it really puts you right in the Christmas spirit. And Micah Plunkett is, in my opinion, a triple threat. She can just do everything. I don't want to single her out because the whole cast is so adroit, but she's quite marvelous. Well, thank you for your kind words, Mark Auerbach.
And as they say in show business, Brad Shepherd, break a leg.
Thank you, Mark. And Mark will be with us again soon with two reviews of special holiday performances. Well, friends, we're now 48 hours away from the opening of Home for the Holidays at the Majestic Theater, West Springfield. One of the preeminent holiday extravaganzas here in our region. Homegrown and very, very specific to Springfield. So go online and get your tickets at the Majestic Theater, majestictheater.com. Thank you very much for being with us on our program for today. And I hope you're with us tomorrow for our show. We'll be up online at 6 a.m. and available to you on demand throughout the day here at Pioneer Valley Radio. I'm Brad Shepherd. We'll talk again.
The preceding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2021.
All rights reserved.